You know, and that's the thing is, like, you know, you see how many leaders have been taken down. They go out and they start condemning homosexuals. And then they're arrested after having, well, not arrested, but then they're caught, you know, with a male prostitute. And they lead campaigns against homosexuals. That is a hard and unrepentant heart. And not necessarily, but what I mean is, like, you're kind of treasuring up for yourself wrath by being that way. Because you're standing in judgment against those who are doing the same things as you. You are treasuring wrath. You are working wrath for yourself, because now you are, God despises that. So, point is, we have to come to repentance ourselves in regards to sin, knowing the judgment of God. And the judgment of God is what the judgment of God is. But no man should beyond measure hammer other men who are in sin. Not on a personal basis. I mean, but you, in a sense, though, the scripture definitely hammers the sin issue. But I would rather see it hammered on those who believe than on those who do not believe. Because you've already come so far. You've believed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're assenting to His Lordship. His doctrine is being taught to you, so you need to follow Him. Those who don't, they need to even get to the point where they start repenting. And it doesn't help any for us to be guilty of the same things and go out and accuse other people. Who will render to every man according to his deeds. That is the way God does. He repays according to deeds. And it's very simple. This is a New Testament. To them who by patient continuance in doing well, those who continue patiently, or who are patient really is what it says, in well-doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality. That is what I seek. Glory, honor, immortality. You need to seek honor. Honorable things. Not dishonoring one's body. Not dishonoring the God who bought you. Glory. I mean, these are high words. Glory, honor. They're not worthy of men. But still, by patiently doing well, we seek glory and honor in God, immortality, which is deathlessness. And to those who do, God grants eternal life. But to them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, contentious in what's, I mean, it says earnestly contend for the faith, right? So there is some. And Jesus, you know, he contended with the scribes and Pharisees. And Paul, he would go into the synagogues and preach the gospel of Jesus, contending with them who disagreed. And so there is a sort of way in which we are supposed to contend. But these are those who contend with the truth. These are they that are contentious towards God. Oh, well, you know, they hear the word of God saying the judgment of God. And then they immediately start to question, well, that's not so, or that can't be, that's wrong. But the word of God here is extremely clear. They do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, obey sin. To them indignation and wrath. Thumos and pitho. Or pytho, just different words for wrath and anger of God coming down. Tribulation, which means, we hear that with tribulation. It means pressure. And anguish. Pressure, it means like narrowness, close quarters. Tight situation on every soul of man that does evil. And the Jew first. And also the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone that worketh good. Jew for himself. For Jew, you know, Paul is a man of his times, and the Jews were very much on his mind. And not that the Jews aren't on the mind of God now, but that's the way it played out. It was first given to the Jews, and then to the Gentiles, which is the non-Jews. For there's no respect of persons with God. Some people could, immediately it leaps to my mind, well, God did respect persons. In the Old Testament, I mean, only the Jews could obtain salvation. Well, I think that even in the Old Testament, there are many examples where it says, you know, I see God is no respecter of persons. For, well, actually, this is from the New Testament. He says, for in every nation, him that doeth well and seeketh good, you know, obtains favor. And but Jesus said, you know, hey, there were many lepers in the land of Israel in the days of Elisha. But only one was healed, Naaman the Syrian. You know, and there were many women, widow women in Israel in the days of Elijah. But God sent him to one, a foreigner. So, I mean, though God favored a nation, always, in every nation, those that do well, God is gracious toward. Those that do evil, indignation and wrath. And verse 12. For as many as have sinned without the law, or without law, in a lawless state, shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law, shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law to themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, and their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. This is a very critical little section of scripture here. It's a very deep, significant truth. And what it's basically saying is, even if you've never heard of the Bible or the law, you have a law in yourself that tells you right from wrong. I guess immediately, you know, I have a mind that immediately looks at things from a different perspective. Meaning, well, what about insane people? Well, insane people. We'll have to stick with sane people for the time being. When insane people don't have my, well, I mean, the judgment of God.